We'll begin with that death threat against David Letterman made on an Al-Qaeda website. Jonathan Dienst from WNBC, the NBC station here in New York, is here with the details. Jonathan, good to see you.
Good morning.
I know David Letterman was informed of this threat. It came on Tuesday. What exactly was the threat and what prompted it?
Well, there's this Al-Qaeda website overseas that jihadists post threats and rants, and one of the threats was posted to cut the tongue off of this lowly Jew and shut it forever. And this was because Letterman had been making jokes about bin Laden and some of his heir apparents who had been killed by the U.S. military. Letterman is not Jewish. Nonetheless, the FBI and the NYPD take threats like this very seriously, felt it was important when they learned of this being on the website to alert the comedian and take some extra security precautions, but again, no specific plot.
Yeah, and I was going to follow up with that. I mean, obviously, they want to, in an abundance of caution, look into it, but they are not saying that this is a credible plot or that this individual had taken any steps to execute this threat.
And that's exactly right. No specific plot, but the concern is, look, there's chatter out there, and will a lone actor act based on rhetoric that is posted on a known Al-Qaeda website? That's the concern, but nothing to indicate the person who posted this is a real terrorist, is a real Al-Qaeda leader. It could be a lone nut. They don't know yet, so they're investigating, trying to find
out. But you mentioned it. This is a real Al-Qaeda website. One official called it the premier forum for Al-Qaeda.
It has been used in the past to make specific and real threats. It also claimed responsibility that Al-Qaeda was behind the Norway attacks. So there's been real stuff on there. There's been fake stuff on there. So
and you can never be too careful. Jonathan Dienst, thank you so much.
Thank you.